This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe is in the final stages of overhauling its tribal education programs. Reporter Kayla Duos from Leech Lake News tells us more.
Young people often feel like they need to leave the reservation to be successful in school and to find good jobs. Leaders within the band are working to change that.
Aneen, I'm Lori Harper, and I am the Tribal Education Director for the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. We are currently in the process of developing a tribal education code that will allow us to reestablish our sovereignty in education.
Lori Harper is making changes across the band's 18 programs, including K-12, post-secondary, alternative learning, and job training. She wants to keep young Leech Lakers at home with good education options that lead to good jobs.
Instead of educating our tribal members to seek work elsewhere, I really believe that bringing our tribal members back home will help us to rebuild our tribal nation and our tribal structure.
Harper has been working to revamp the education system since 2016. Band members will have several chances over the next few months to offer their input at public forums on the future direction of the education department. I'm Kayla Duos with the Debajaman for Minnesota Native News.
On May 1st, more than 200 Native folks and others gathered in Little Earth to kick off the 50th annual American Indian Month. Reporter Melissa Townsend was at the kickoff event on May 1st, and she shares some of the news from that morning.
Welcome. We love that you're here. Yay!
Before the parade, everyone gathers here at the park at Little Earth, the United Tribes housing complex. Nolan Berglin is here with a couple of his friends. He is Northern Cheyenne and Oglala Lakota.
I'm excited to be here today, particularly because we don't have many opportunities to get together as a community and to be able to just hug my relatives, visit with people that I recognize. It just feels really good. Chante Washte, it makes me feel good in my heart.
I'm hearing this from a number of people. Folks are happy to be together and celebrate. The gathering kicks off with a prayer, a song, and a short lineup of speakers. White Earth Tribal Citizen and Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan addresses the crowd. She reads an official statement declaring May American Indian Month across the state.
The land now known as the state of Minnesota is the home to American Indian people that have occupied this land since time immemorial.
It's a pretty long proclamation, so let's skip to the end.
Therefore, Governor of Minnesota, do hereby proclaim the month of May 2019 as American Indian Month in the state of Minnesota.
In her speech, Flanagan says she is disturbed by recent news concerning Bede Makaska and Bedote. In case you missed it, a Minnesota court recently ruled that the state did not have the authority to reclaim the Dakota name Bede Makaska for a Minneapolis lake also known as Lake Calhoun. Since then, the Minnesota State Department of Natural Resources committed to appealing that decision. Also in the last few weeks, the Republican-controlled Minnesota State Senate passed a bill cutting the budget of the Minnesota Historical Society. Why? Because it has signs on the property acknowledging Fort Snelling is also known as Bedote, the Dakota sacred site where the Minnesota and Mississippi rivers meet. I asked some folks in the crowd how they feel about this recent news. This is Shelley Diaz. She's from Mille Lacs.
I guess it's just going to be like the Confederate statues that are coming down. You know, it's contention. You know, we have to teach people the truth. And once we reconcile that, we can move forward together.
Jewel Arcorn agrees. She's Dakota.
And I think that Minnesota needs to look at their own parallel trauma that they carry. It's a perpetrator's trauma, I'll say that.
None of this news seems to dampen anyone's celebration. After all, the theme of this year's Indian Month is We Are Still Here. Here's Jewel Arcorn again.
As I was riding in with my granddaughter and dropping her off at Bedote Learning Center today, I was telling her that this is occasion to celebrate.
So on this chilly, rainy morning, the crowd starts down their parade route with banners and dancers and drum groups and floats on trucks. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, with reporting help from Debajaman, the newspaper of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.